Now, I want you to look at two or three verses here, because one of these verses is extremely important. All of them are, but look, if you will, in the 14th chapter for a moment, and I want you to think about something here. 14th chapter, and let's look in the 16th verse. 16th verse says, chapter 14, a wise man or woman is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. Now, let's think about this. What would be one of God's choice ways of teaching us to be wise? This is the way He teaches to be wise. Look at this. He wants us to look around the world in which we live, the people we live around, the people we work around, the people that we hear about on the television, the radio, the newspaper, the magazines. He wants us to observe, listen, their lifestyle, observe how they operate, hear what they say, see what they do, and observe what happens as a result of their lifestyle, their approach to life, their beliefs, their doubts, their unbelief, their agnosticism, their atheism. We ought to observe the world around us. And so what he's saying here is simply this, that if a person observes the ways of evil, they won't run after that. And it's interesting in the scripture, in the first chapter of Proverbs, go back there for a moment. First chapter of Proverbs, he warns against this. He says, my son, verse 10, if sinners entice you, do not consent. And then what he tells, all the things that are going to happen, and then later on he tells what happens to them. Now, you and I can look around us and see what happens to people when they violate the Word of God. And somebody said, well, no, wait a minute now. I know some people, and we all know some people who are extremely wealthy and are very prominent, very prestigious, and lots of power and authority. They seem to be doing real well. Well, that's the way they seem to be doing. Would you not agree that to die without Christ is the most foolhardy thing in the world you can possibly do? That to live your life without God is certainly not wise. And God allows people to accumulate for a number of reasons. Sometimes, he says in Romans chapter 2, in order to bring them to repentance, recognizing the goodness of God. Sometimes, I think, it is because he knows at some point he's going to get all that and use it for his work. And let's remember this, that the devil will do anything and everything in his tremendous power to do whatever is necessary to keep a person from feeling dependent upon or needing God in their life. So one of the smartest things the devil can do is to give someone what they want, position them in a way so that they won't feel like they need God, don't want God. And all of us have met people without the Lord who are seemingly very fine people. And you know what? They're not against the church and against God. They just don't need Him and don't particularly want Him, not interested in Jesus, Bible, because they don't need Him. Satan has so tricked them. They're not wise. They have been blinded by Satan's material gifts to the point that they don't feel like they need God or want God, don't want in the church or anything like that. Don't bother them with this stuff because they don't need it. Now, they may be paraded around as somebody who is very successful. In God's eyes, they're playing the fool because everybody needs God. Everybody needs forgiveness of sin. Everyone needs Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But because they have what they think they need in life and want in life, they don't need Him. Somebody says, well, look how God's blessing them. No, listen, God allows good things in people's life, but God doesn't direct blessing to just bless the wicked. Satan is powerful enough and wise enough to give and provide and work and manipulate and maneuver so that a person doesn't want God. And so a wise man and woman will observe what happens to those who live ungodly. A wise person will observe those who trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior and backslid on Him. A wise person will acknowledge and view and observe what happens to a person when they stop reading God's Word, when they cease to pray, when they cease to go to church, when they cease tithing. And you see, I've heard enough testimonies over these years. I know what the principle is scripturally about tithing. I also know what happens to people when they know the truth and they don't do it. And so the Bible is full of wisdom, and God wants us to know wisdom. And one of the ways we learn wisdom and become wise is not only searching the scriptures, but watching how people respond to life circumstances and what happens to them sooner or later. It's going to happen. You can go back in history and look at all these world leaders and people even in recent times and present day. Somebody says, well, looks like people get away with things. Watch. Watch the wisdom of God. Watch how God operates in the lives of people. He operates in such a fashion. If a person is not willing to repent of their sin and get right with God, eventually, at some point when God's long-suffering gives out for them, what happens? And see, you can look around. You don't have to go there. You just look around the people you know. Look at the people you work with who, for example, they smoke, they drink, they're on drugs. What's going to happen to them? It's very evident. They're violating the principle of keeping the body clean. And you're not going to just go through one principle after the other. Violate the principle of God. What's the consequences? Here's the principle. Whatever we sow, we reap. What we sow more than we sow, later than we sow, that is an irrevocable principle of God. And so wise men and women don't just read the newspaper and watch the TV and listen to all these things and say, well, that event, this event. They look, they ask questions, and they observe the consequences. Very important principle in learning to be wise. Observing the consequences, listen, not only of wrongdoing, but observing the consequences of right doing. Someone you know, for example, who's been disobedient to God, and they get right with God and things straighten out, and you observe what God begins to do in their life. And I just heard a wonderful testimony this week. A fella, he told me what had been going on in his life, and he turned on the TV, watched the program. God absolutely got a hold of him, changed life. He said, now I want to tell you what happened to me. Since I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, let me tell you what's happened. It's a glowing testimony. What does that say to me? It says a 10 millionth time when a person listens to the gospel, trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, God revolutionizes their life. Not in the same way with everybody. God revolutionizes the life of a person who trusts Him as their personal Savior, gives direction. Listen to these young people, children, for example, who've trusted Jesus Christ very early in life, 6 and 7 years of age. Watch what happens to them. And once in a while, in fact, more often than I'd probably like to think, some young person walked up to me and said, I've been listening to you all my life. Well, the first thing I want to know is how old they are. They listen to me all your life. And they will tell me things that they've learned, sermons that they've heard, things that they remember, and how God has blessed them. What does it say to me? It says to me, when you listen to the Word of God, you apply it to your heart, here's a good thing, it happens to your life. So if you just look around at your neighbors, look around the people you work around, people you live around, and observe, listen, observe their lifestyle in light of the principles of Scripture and what goes on in their life, that alone should teach us a lot of wisdom.